This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Emotional control tips for people who cry, shut down, or explode under conflict pressure. Practical steps to stay grounded when conflict pulls you apart. In short, emotional control under conflict pressure is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about staying regulated long enough to think, speak, and act with intention. Your body reacts faster than your brain can think, so your preparation must happen before the conflict begins. Crying, shutting down, and exploding are three different nervous system responses that each need a specific countermove. A short set of prepared tools, rehearsed in advance, will outperform willpower every single time. Definition: emotional control tips are practical techniques for managing your physiological and psychological response during conflict, so that you can stay present, think clearly, and communicate with intention instead of reacting from a place of overwhelm, shut down, or rage. You are in a meeting. Someone challenged your work in front of the group. You felt it happen before you could stop it: the throat tightening, the eyes stinging, the voice starting to go. Or maybe it was the opposite. A switch flipped, and you said something you cannot take back. Or you just went blank, stared at the table, and said nothing at all while the moment passed without you. Emotional control under conflict pressure is one of the hardest practical skills in working life. Not because people lack the desire to stay calm, but because their bodies respond to conflict the way they would respond to a physical threat fast, automatic, and without asking permission. By the time you realize what is happening, you are already inside the reaction. This article gives you a specific, ordered process for managing that reaction. Not theory. A working method you can prepare now and use the next time conflict arrives. Why your body hijacks you before you can think. Here is the truth of it. You are not weak. You are human. When conflict registers as a threat, your nervous system responds in milliseconds. It floods your body with adrenaline and cortisol. Your heart rate climbs. Your throat tightens. Your thinking brain, the part that forms clear sentences and weighs consequences, goes partially offline. Neuroscientists call this an amygdala hijack, and it happens silently in high-pressure moments. Your amygdala, the brain's threat detector, fires faster than your prefrontal cortex can respond. The result is a fight response, which produces the explosion. A flight response, which produces the shutdown. Or a freeze response, which produces the blank, hollow silence that can look like indifference, but feels like being buried alive. The problem is not your emotions. The problem is that your body runs a program designed for physical survival in a situation that requires nuanced speech. You cannot override that program with willpower in the moment. You can only interrupt it with preparation. What needs to be in place before you can use any of this? Two things must exist before any of the steps below will work. First, you need to know which pattern you run: explosion, shutdown, or tears. Most people have a dominant response, though some shift between them depending on who they are with or what is at stake. If you do not know your pattern, you cannot prepare for it. Think back to the last three times conflict caught you off guard. What did your body do? Second, you need to accept that managing your emotional response is your responsibility, even when the other person is being unreasonable. This is not about fairness. It is about effectiveness. Psychological safety in conversation depends partly on whether people in the room trust themselves to stay regulated. If you cannot trust yourself, you cannot fully show up. Both of these are internal work. Do them before conflict arrives, not during it. A six-step process for staying regulated under conflict pressure. Step 1. Map your triggers before the room gets hot. Spend 10 minutes this week writing down the specific situations, phrases, or tones that reliably push you toward your pattern. Not general things like being criticized. Specific things, such as being interrupted mid-sentence, having your competence questioned publicly, or hearing a dismissive tone in someone's voice. This matters because your nervous system does not react to obstruct conflict. It reacts to particular signals. When you know your signals, you can see them coming a half second earlier, and that half second is enough to begin your countermove. Write 3 to 5 specific triggers. Keep the list somewhere you review it before difficult conversations. Step 2. Build your physiological reset. Your body cannot stay flooded and simultaneously regulate if you do nothing physical to help it. The most reliable tool I have found in 60 years of difficult conversations is the slow exhale. Breathe in for 4 counts. Breathe out for 6 to 8 counts. The extended exhale activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the body's braking system. It begins lowering your heart rate and bringing your thinking brain back online. Do this before a difficult conversation, not only during one. Practice it now, while you're calm, so it becomes automatic. You are building a physical anchor. When you feel your throat tighten or your jaw lock, the slow exhale is your first move. Step 3. Prepare your pause phrase. One of the most powerful emotional control tips I know is also the simplest. Before any conversation with real conflict potential, prepare a short phrase that buys you time without shutting the conversation down. Here are 3 that work. Give me a moment to think about that properly. That is worth a real answer. Let me take a breath first. I want to respond to that well. Can you give me just a second? These phrases do 3 things simultaneously. They signal that you are engaged, not retreating. They give your nervous system a few seconds to recover. And they communicate respect for the other person by showing you're taking their words seriously rather than firing back reflexively. Write yours down. Practice saying it out loud. It needs to be in your mouth before you need it. Step 4. Lower your voice instead of raising it. This step is specifically for people who tend toward explosion. When you feel the heat rising and the volume climbing, do the opposite of what your body is pushing you toward. Drop your voice deliberately. Speak more slowly. Speak more quietly. This works for 2 reasons. First, it signals to your own nervous system that the situation is not a physical emergency, which begins calming your arousal. Second, a quieter voice in a heated room draws attention rather than escalating competition. People lean in. The dynamic shifts. I have used this in some of the worst confrontations I have ever navigated. Not because I did not feel the urge to raise my voice, but because I had practiced making the opposite move often enough that it became available to me when I needed it. Step 5. Use an exit before you break. If you can feel yourself crossing the threshold, whether toward tears, explosion, or total shutdown, the most courageous thing you can do is leave the room temporarily. Not permanently. Temporarily, and with communication. Say clearly, I need 10 minutes. I am coming back and I want to finish this conversation. Then leave. This is not avoidance. It is regulation. When a team member shuts down during a critical conversation, the worst outcome is for the conversation to end in silence or explosion. A named, time-bounded pause preserves both the relationship and the issue. Use the 10 minutes for the slow exhale. Walk if you can. Splash cold water on your face. Let your nervous system finish its cycle, then return. Step 6. We enter with a grounding statement. When you return, or when you recover in the room, do not pick up exactly where you left off. Reconnect first. A grounding statement names what is true and signals your intent. For example, I care about resolving this. Here is what I was trying to say. Or, I got heated. I want to come back to the actual issue. This step is where trust is either rebuilt or lost. If you walked out and came back and still hot, you've made things worse. If you re-enter grounded and direct, you have demonstrated something rare, the strength to regulate yourself and return with integrity. That kind of emotional intelligence drives connection across a team in ways that no amount of strategy can replicate. When the pattern is remote, adapting for video conflict. Managing emotional control during video calls adds a specific layer of difficulty. You cannot read body language fully. Silences feel more awkward. Eye contact is technically impossible because the camera and the screen are in different places. And the small delays in audio mean that the people accidentally talk over each other, which can feel like dismissal even when it is not. The same 6 steps apply, but with 2 additions. First, before a video call with real conflict potential, turn off your self-view. Watching yourself during a difficult conversation splits your attention and increases self-consciousness, which raises your emotional baseline before anyone has said a word. Second, communicate your pause differently on video. In person, stepping back is visible. On a call, a sudden silence can look like a technical problem or a power play. If you need your pause phrase, follow it by staying on camera with a visible, steady expression. Do not look away. Do not check your phone. Hold the space visibly while you recover. The signs that emotional dysregulation is damaging your team's dynamics are often clearest in remote settings, where people's freeze or flight responses go unaddressed because no one can see them clearly enough to respond. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when they try to control their emotions in conflict. The mistake: trying to suppress the emotion rather than regulate the body. Why it happens: people confuse emotional control with not feeling. They clench their jaw, hold their breath, and try to muscle through. This increases physiological arousal rather than reducing it. What to do instead? Do not try to stop feeling. Try to slow your exhale. Work with your body, not against it. The mistake: apologizing immediately after a reaction, and then moving on without repair. Why it happens: the apology feels like closure, but if the underlying conversation never finished, the unresolved content sits between people and erodes trust over time. What to do instead? After you apologize, return to the original issue. Say clearly, "Now that I'm steadier, I would like to finish what we were actually talking about." The mistake: waiting until conflict arrives to practice regulation. Why it happens: most people only think about emotional control when they're already inside a reaction. By then, the tools are unavailable because they were never rehearsed. What to do instead? Practice your slow exhale daily. Say your pause phrase out loud twice a week. Rehearsal before pressure is the only thing that works when pressure arrives. The mistake: treating shutdown as rest. Why it happens: silence feels safer than speech during flooding. People withdraw and tell themselves they're being the bigger person by not relaxing. What to do instead? Distinguish conscious disengagement from involuntary shutdown. If you're genuinely choosing to pause, say so out loud. If you're frozen, use your pause phrase to break the ice before silence becomes the message. De-escalating conflict without destroying team connection depends on people in the room staying regulated. Every person who manages their own response reduces the collective heat. Your pre-conflict regulation checklist. Use this before any conversation you know has real conflict potential. Number 1. Name your dominant pattern: explosion, shutdown, or tears. Remind yourself what it feels like in your body when it starts. Number 2. Review your 3 to 5 specific triggers. Know what you're walking toward. Number 3. Practice your slow exhale twice before the conversation begins. Number 4. Say your pause phrase aloud once, so it is ready in your mouth. Number 5. Decide in advance: if I cross my threshold, I will use my exit phrase and return within 10 minutes. Number 6. After the conversation, note what triggered you and what worked. Adjust for next time. This checklist takes less than 5 minutes. It will outperform every attempt to manage a reaction with willpower alone. Honest conversation in high-stakes moments depends on people feeling safe enough to stay present. You contribute to that safety by doing this work on yourself first. Frequently asked questions. What are emotional control tips for conflict situations? Emotional control tips for conflict include slowing your breathing before you speak, naming your internal state to yourself, and using a prepared phrase to create a pause. These steps interrupt the physiological reaction that causes crying, shutting down, or exploding before it takes hold. Why do I cry during conflict even when I'm not sad? Crying during conflict is often a stress response, not a sadness response. When your nervous system becomes overwhelmed, tears can release physiological pressure. It is not weakness. Practicing slow exhale breathing before difficult conversations reduces the threshold at which this response is triggered. How do I stop shutting down during an argument? Shutting down happens when your nervous system chooses the freeze response under threat. To counter it, prepare one anchor phrase before the conversation, such as saying out loud that you need a moment to think. This breaks the freeze before silence locks in and gives you a bridge back into the conversation. How can I control my anger during workplace conflict? Controlling anger during workplace conflict starts before the meeting. Identify your specific triggers, prepare a short exit phrase, and practice slow exhale breathing as a reset. In the moment, lower your voice rather than raising it. A quieter voice signals safety to your nervous system and to the other person. What is the difference between shutting down and needing space in a conflict? Shutting down is an involuntary freeze response triggered by threat. Needing space is a deliberate, communicated choice. The difference is agency. You can train yourself to convert a shutdown into a conscious pause by preparing a short phrase in advance and using it before the freeze fully takes hold. How long does it take to improve emotional control under pressure? Most people notice meaningful improvement in their emotional control under conflict pressure within 4 to 6 weeks of consistent practice. The key is rehearsal before conflict arrives, not willpower during it. Preparing your phrases, practicing your breathing, and reviewing your triggers regularly build the muscle over time. The work starts before the conversation does. After 60 years of getting this wrong and slowly getting it right, I can tell you this with certainty: the people who manage their emotions well in conflict are not less emotional than everyone else. They are better prepared. They have done the quiet work of knowing their triggers, rehearsing their tools, and accepting that regulation is their responsibility regardless of what the other person does. Applying these emotional control tips consistently before conflict, not only during it, is the difference between a person who survives difficult conversations and a person who comes through them with their relationships and their integrity intact. Start with the checklist. Do it before the next hard conversation you already know is coming. That is all you need to do today. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.